You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Second date update.
If you've been off the dating apps for a while and decide to get back into it, start meeting new people, it's all about the frequency.
Of how much you get on?
You got to shake the rust off before you can find your groove again. So how many times are you going out to get yourself back into peak form?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Once a week? You going on a date once an hour?
Wow. Man, Jeff, I thought once a week was a lot.
Jeez, that's pressure.
My God.
One of our listeners, Daniel, recently jumped back into the dating game. And Daniel, give us a timeline on this. Before this date, when's the last time you went out with somebody?
Oh, my God. Hey, guys. So funny story. I thought it was just a few months, but after I went on the date, I realized it's been over a year. And
wait, wow, you haven't gone on a date in over a year and you didn't even remember that?
No, it's just been so long. Life got in the way.
And yeah.
That's how it happens, brother. Every time I count two, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it really has been that long.
Maybe the people that you dated just weren't that memorable.
That's also true. I wish I was going on so many dates.
But apparently this new one did stick out in your mind. What's her name?
Yeah, so her name's Megan.
Okay. Nice. Then you're active on the dating site still. Mm-hmm. You mean even though you haven't had a date in so long?
Well, no, I just now started being active on the dating site, and this was the first one that we were able to actually make a date out of it.
Okay.
Well, good job. So congrats.
Back in the saddle, I see.
Yeah. So tell us more about Megan and what you guys did.
Yeah, so anyway, we thought it would be cute and funny, you know, with all the stuff online to Joe try Cheesecake Factory. And...
So good.
Yeah, it has been a while since you've been on a date, huh?
No, I think that's fun.
No, Cheesecake Factory is great. So good. Everybody loves it.
And it's like kind of a joke right now on TikTok and stuff. Mm. I don't know.
Man, no, seriously, like in the time that they were giving us all this bread in the beginning and we're reading this book and figuring it out, you know, we were able to bond, and that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
So here's the deal. So Megan is amazing, and we really hit it off. We were able to bond about sports and football, even Taylor Swift, believe it or not. And the conversation went so well that at one point we had a moment, and she asked me, now Megan is drop dead beautiful. I mean, she's gorgeous, but she's taller.
She's taller?
Taller than you?
With her boots on, yes.
Okay.
She's wearing 5-inch boots.
Okay, sorry, and I think we missed it. How tall is she?
5'11 without her boots.
Okay. Yeah.
Without the boots. Okay, yeah. So with the boots on, over 6 feet.
Yeah. Okay. I have a couple girlfriends that are that height. No. 5'11, 6 foot, yeah.
Yeah, and it she just looked at me just innocently and said, does it bother you that I'm tall? And look, I'm as I said, I've been out of the game for a while, and all I could do is I looked at her and I said, I don't mind a lengthy lady.
A what lady?
Huh?
A lengthy lady.
A lengthy lady, okay.
lengthy lady.
I don't mind either.
Sounds like a bar I'd go to.
Well, hold on.
I don't know.
Maybe that's a romantic thing to say, Alexis, if a guy said that to you.
It's not great, but it's not terrible. Like, but it's kind
of, At least he wasn't like, hold up, Statue of Liberty.
My girlfriends that are tall, like, they have heard everything under the moon about how long they are, how tall they are. Do you play basketball? Yeah. What a waste if you don't, you know?
It's not something to joke about with girls. Maybe with guys it's funnier. Yeah. But.
Well, mixed reactions from the room on that response. But what was Megan's reaction when you said that?
Well, she looked at me and she didn't understand. And I tried to, you know, I've been out of the game for so long that I just said to her, I'm so sorry. I meant, I love me some lengthy lady.
Oh, so you doubled down on the lengthy lady.
But just changed the grammar to something a little more proper.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was so tongue-tied. And remember, we're in Cheesecake Factory. We're only at, like, the salad at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest of the date, I tried to recover. I tried to bring it back. But by the time we were done, we just hugged, no kiss. And I know I did something wrong, but there was such a chemistry there. What?
I was just going to ask, do you know if she has a height requirement? Because maybe her asking if you have a problem was actually her telling you she has an issue with it.
Some girls are like 5'0" and they need over 6 feet still. Like,
well, without the boots, I would be taller than her, but she chose to wear 5-inch boots. Oh, how many men out there are 6'5"?
So you could pick and choose when she's taller.
You didn't say that, right?
No, I
wore 5-inch boots to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah,
I mean, she basically walked in with some stilts for dinner. Yeah.
Oh my God, stop it! Tall women are absolutely gorgeous in tall heels. I didn't
say they weren't gorgeous.
Okay. Well, stilts does not come to a beautiful like image.
I'm just saying it's a big presence walking in for that big date night.
Okay, again, compliment a tall woman that way, Jeffrey.
Okay, what's the right way to say?
Don't talk about any women ever. That's what you're.
Say,
like,
you're beautiful up there.
Say you're a lengthy lady.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Maybe you had it right all along, dude, this entire time.
This is why tall women want tall men.
Yeah.
Okay.
They know what to say.
So, you know, some of the word fumbling aside, did you feel like the connection was going pretty well between you two?
Yeah, the connection was amazing. Again, I've matched up with multiple women, but I kind of really like Megan, and I want to know if there's a possibility for another date. I mean, did I ruin it, or?
Probably. Yeah. but it doesn't mean we can't recover for you. If it's something small, if it's just the height thing, that'll be fine.
The fact that she's not answering, because I don't know, you've been texting her, is that right?
Texting, some social media, and just no answer.
Okay, quite a few things.
Well, and, you know, that's a bad sign.
Yeah. How did you guys leave things at the end of the date?
We just hugged and said we'll contact each other.
Oh, I'm sure. That's always the...
Did you climb up on a chair to hug her, or did you just
Jeffrey,
do the normal...
Jeffrey, she is not that tall.
With the boots on.
Yeah, God.
No, the situation, my head was in the right place when I hugged her, so...
Okay. All right.
He was nuzzled right into
her
bosom.
I know what you're talking about. We're going to come back. We'll give Megan a call. We're going to try and get you a second date update right after this, all right?
Thank you.
Wait a minute, hold on. Second date update. I was thinking more about it and taking someone on a first date to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
It got kind of a lukewarm reaction in here, at least when we first heard about it.
I don't know.
We were all pretty excited about that.
I think it was you that was kind of judgy about it.
You brought the Luke into the room.
Yeah.
We were the warm.
You're Mr. Luke right now.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, young Lukey.
Well, fine. But look, I thought about it and there's definitely some positives about
it. Okay, come over to our side.
Yeah.
The menus are like a book. So you're already proving that you can read.
Ooh,
there's number one. Number two.
How is that a good point, though?
Your date automatically is going to last longer because of all the indecision choosing a food item as you flip to volume 16.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's
Number three, cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So much of it.
Who doesn't love a bunch of cheesecake?
I mean, honestly, though, by the time you get to the end of that meal, it's like, I don't think I can eat any.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to the Adams Peanut Butter Cup cheesecake.
Am I right?
Yeah,
you're lucky to make it home after that.
But seriously.
The main issue that Daniel thinks was during the conversation, his date Megan asked, are you okay being with a taller woman?
Mm-hmm.
And his response was, I love me a lengthy lady. Which technically is a compliment.
It's gotten funnier throughout, like, the.
We don't know if she took it that way because she's not calling back, so maybe it's not looking very good.
Maybe next time just say, oh my God, you were absolutely stunning, of course.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do is just be as vague as possible when you're complimenting a woman on her looks.
I love women.
Yeah. Right, Daniel? We've learned a lot.
Yeah, we definitely have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so no matter what happens, at least we've learned something already.
The whole point was that he's trying to shake off the rust. It's been a while since he's been in the dating game. So now he wants to get fully back into it with Megan.
Yeah.
We're going to see if she's up for that.
I will say, like, glass half full. Even if it doesn't work out with Megan in this phone call, this is a good learning experience to get you back in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need it. I really need it. It's been a while.
Okay.
I love the optimism here.
Yeah.
All
this
right.
is great.
We're in a good place.
Yeah,
let's
we
bring
are.
It down by giving her a call.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Megan.
This is Megan. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, you may. This is a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
We're all here.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, it's confusing.
No, I kind of just like hearing people squirm on the other end of the line.
Yeah,
a bit,
help
but
her.
We're doing something here. It's called a second date update, and we're trying to help reconnect you with one of our listeners that you went out with the other night, a guy named Daniel.
What if I don't want to be reconnected with Daniel?
Yeah, well, I think he knows that as well.
Yeah. He told us a little bit about your guys' date, and from his perspective, things went pretty well. He'll admit not perfect, but...
That was a guffaw on the back there. What happened, Megan?
Maybe
what are we missing?
You're agreeing with him it didn't go perfect?
I have no idea what he told you, so I don't really know even... I don't even know how to respond at all.
Oh, well, I mean, I could hit some of the highlights that he gave us. Cheesecake Factory...
Yeah.
Good conversation. Brooke, help me out.
He said that you asked him a pretty direct question about your height and whether that was cool with him or not.
I did. I'm a tall girl. Yeah. So I did ask him, you know, if it bothered him that I was tall. That's true.
Did it bother you that he was shorter than you when you were in heels?
That's not what bothered me.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to zero in on what did bother you because he has no idea.
And
we're just trying to give him a little clarity.
He knows he could hear something that isn't cool, you know?
Okay, well, let's just say I kind of feel like maybe the writing was on the wall.
From the beginning?
Yeah, because I'm surprised he didn't mention, or it sounds like he didn't mention anyway, that we actually also had an extremely tall but very cute waitress.
He was more focused on you.
Yeah.
I would beg to differ. I actually think that he paid more attention to our very tall, beautiful waitress.
What makes you think that he was into her?
I mean, like, every time she came by, it was, well, what would you recommend? And what's your favorite meal? And every time that she would walk by, even if it was to go serve another table that was, like, totally across in the other section, he would, like, watch her walk by.
Oh.
And I was just like, hello, my eyes are here. Like,
oh, man, that's hard.
Yeah.
Was he, like, waiting to, like, flag her down maybe for service?
It's true. I have a hard time asking him for help. So
yeah.
It takes me, like 30 minutes. I'm like,
you know when you know someone is checking someone out. And, like, here's the thing. At the end of the day, like, I had made this comment about me being, like, tall and does that bother him?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He did give me kind of a weird response back. He was like, oh, I don't mind a lengthy lady.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what? So then that kind of got my brain kind of tick-tocking and thinking. I'm like, maybe he has a thing for, like, tall women.
Okay.
So
okay.
You're saying he liked your lengthiness, but he saw someone even lengthier than you.
Yeah. Maybe he's a lengthy lover. I don't know.
A lengthy lover. Oh, my God.
I'm pushing 5'11 and a half, and I don't even think I was tall enough for him.
Oh.
Tall enough.
But that can't be true because he called us to go out with you again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like maybe you're reading into this.
And don't just trust us on that. Trust Daniel, who's on the other line right now listening in on this conversation. He'll tell you.
Hi,
really?
Megan.
You guys did me dirty.
Hi, Megan.
I'm sorry, Megan. This is how the segment works.
Yeah.
Hey, Megan, listen, I can't believe you're thinking this. I mean, I used to be a waiter, and I was just trying to be nice.
Oh.
But why were you looking at her? Oof.
well, what was I supposed to do? Not look at her? I mean, I didn't want to make too much eye contact with you, and I wanted to be cool, and I wanted to show you that, hey, you know, I can talk to other women and be okay. And
no, you're not allowed to talk to other women or make eye contact with anybody else on a first date.
Okay, listen, you paid no attention to the girl who came and brought us the bread or the water, and she was like this little 5'2" little cutie patootie. You know, you didn't even look at her. You didn't even look. You didn't even acknowledge
her. That's because I was a waiter, not a busboy or a worker.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
tall people do stand out. I would stare at tall people.
That's
more.
True.
So, Megan, it would make you feel better if he had checked out all of the women in the bar.
That's
if
not
he had
she's
eyed
saying.
All of them, then you wouldn't have felt.
No, she's saying that he's kind of full of it.
That is exactly. And I kind of want to ask, do you have your settings on your dating app set to women 5'11 and over?
Be honest here.
I mean, I do have it set for 5'11 and over, but that's because I'm tall.
You do?
I'm 6 foot.
That was kind of a joke, and I didn't expect you to say yes.
Wait, hold on. Why is that bad? Women have their dating preferences set all the time for certain heights. Yeah. Why would it be bad for men?
Women are allowed to be judgmental.
Yes,
men can't
thank you,
be.
Jeff. Yeah,
no,
we
that's
have
not
to
true.
Love you no matter what.
Most women said it, like I do, for guys my height. Or taller, just so I don't end up with a guy, you know.
Totally. Yeah, but I think if you're setting yours, he's allowed to set his.
Yeah,
I mean, I just think that that's how it is.
Brooke is right.
I told you, I love me some lengthy lady.
Oh, my God.
So you don't want a man who loves tall women?
What?
Not if he's not going to have the manners to make me feel like I'm the only lengthy lady in his life.
Okay, there it is.
You want him to like them, but not be obsessed about them.
I could see, like, you don't want your date ogling the waitress. Like, that's true for no matter what your height is.
Well, maybe that's something Daniel can agree to do. Is it possible you can go the rest of your life, Daniel, and not look at any other tall women?
Carry measuring tape with you.
No, you guys, just you shouldn't be giving eyes at anybody else.
But that's not what she was worried about. She would have been happy if he gave eyes to the cute little water girl.
No, she didn't. She was saying that
No, you guys. Honestly, I think the guys are right here. I think it just really bothers me if he's checking out these other women that are super tall.
Yeah. Height is her thing. You can't take that away from her.
Because they're your direct competition? Like,
yes.
What?
I don't even know anymore. All right, just answer. Are you going to go out with them?
Yeah, because Megan, we would love to send you out on one more date with Daniel.
Megan, listen, they're going to pay for another date. If you say yes, here's what I think. We should go to an all-male restaurant.
Are there a thing such as all-male?
Okay, well, I don't know. Let us know then.
Yeah, Alexis wants reservations to that place.
Yeah, I want it on that date.
That is weird.
Well, you know, if that's the offer, let's just go see, like, Thunder Down Under together.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. We can go to a male strip club.
Okay.
Let's go.
Thanks to Brooke, we've been banned from most of those, so we don't have gift cards for that. We can just do a normal date, though.
I don't understand why they don't want me to come up and dance with them.
Yeah. Seriously, though, Megan, we will offer for one more date. We need an answer.
Come on.
I will give him one more chance.
All right. Daniel, we cool?
Yeah, we're totally cool, but only if she wears those heels, because, you know, I don't like short women.
Oh.
Okay. Guys, I'm telling you.
You got plenty of length to go around.
Just always wear heels.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Man, I keep Googling all-male restaurants, even with corn for them. Very frustrating. Yeah. Not a lot of results are coming up here.
I think, like, legally, I don't even think that's allowed.
You could try looking up Gentleman's Club, but I don't think that's what you want either.
Different search engine.
Yeah. Man.
Someone's got to get on this. But
a lot of women work at the Gentleman's
Club. Honestly, I'm glad that they agreed to go out with each other. I just don't know how it's going to work now between them.
Right. Anytime they're around tall people?
Because
he's
kind of awkward.
He's going to be so worried about making eye contact with any tall woman outside anywhere. He's going to have his head down, like looking at the floor all the time, shades on.
No, see, Jeff, I think you're wrong. I think as long as they don't go to a WNBA game, it's all going to be cool.
That's true.
You know?
But see, Brooke, you can see where this woman is coming from.
That she doesn't want the guy ogling the waitress at a dinner?
Yeah,
just I can see that.
No,
yeah.
She's just worried about him seeing other tall women and, like, being into that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you saw your husband staring at a woman with giant windshield wipers on her face and wearing
glasses?
A 1980s shoulder pad jacket, you'd start to get a little bit concerned too, Brooke.
Yeah, like, is that an upgrade from what he's got currently? Is that what you're saying?
It's just his type.
She's got way more stains on her shirt than mine. Oh, he likes her.
Michael, get
back inside.
Yeah. He's got questionable type.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
But a lot of people do have questionable types, and we're happy to help you with it.
Yeah.
Email the show at Brooke and Jeffrey. We'll help. We'll call that person.
Not see where you're going with that.
Call that person's not calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.